नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. Hare Krishna, thank you all for coming. So we are on chapter 13. Before chapter 13 was chapter 12, last class given by Gaurakumar Prabhu. This is just a summary of the whole chapter. We will not go into that details. But to recap what happened was in chapter 12, the description of Vyasadeva give the description of the birth of Emperor Parikshit. You know, how he appears in this world. And towards the end, it is described, which was the last class was this one. His mother used to, after the war of between the Pandus and Kurus, the Mahabharata war, he was very depressed. And the reason of his depression was there were so many people got killed. So what he did, he wanted to atone that. In order to atone that sin, he wanted to perform the Ashwamedha Yajna. And then, you know, Krishna helps him to collect the wealth because he was deprived of all the wealth because of the war. So he asked him to go to a place where he can find the gold, and he gets the gold and then performs the Yajna. And the last scene is that Lord Krishna leaves for Dwaraka. He goes to Dwaraka, and to accompany Lord Krishna to go to Dwaraka, Arjuna was sent. This brings into chapter 13, which is today's topic. Chapter 13, verse 1 to 10. And in this chapter, you know, the description of how Dhritarashtra quits home is given. So we will be discussing verse 1 to 10, where first and second verse depicts that Mahatma Vidur comes back from the pilgrimage after a long period of time, after about 35 years. When Mahatma Vidur comes, the Kuru family is very delighted to see him because he was very well known in the family. He has helped them all along their life. And Maharaj Yudhishthira was the king at this time, you know, and all the people who were remaining, they were so delighted. It was a ray of hope, you know, somebody who you like so much, you know, and he comes after so many years. You have that feeling. So that's what is depicted from verse 3rd to verse 7. And then, you know, they welcome him. After all the welcome is done, you know, he is asked to take shower and then, you know, take some rest. And then, you know, he comes back to the assembly. There, Maharaj Yudhishthira remembers how Mahatma Vidur protected the Pandavas at every instance of time. You must know, you all knowing the stories of Mahabharata already. I'm just giving the brief highlights. Then Maharaj Yudhishthira started asking Vidura a question that how did he maintain himself when he went to the pilgrimage? How did he maintain his livelihood? What did he do? So that's where the story begins. So the question is, why Mahatma Vidur left the palace and went for a pilgrimage? So this turns back to the time where, you know, he was insulted by Duryodhan because he was trying to protect Draupadi, and he was trying to explain Dhritarashtra that it is not a good thing to be the opposition of the Pandavas, because Pandavas are very strong, and on top of that Lord Krishna is with them, so don't do this, it's a big mistake. So when he was trying to do that, Duryodhan didn't like it. So he really insulted him really bad and asked him to get out of the assembly. And then he said that just give him his breath, nothing else. Take everything else from him. He was his uncle, but he insulted him like that. At that point of time, Mahatma Yudhur, you know, he left everything and he went for a pilgrimage. So when he went to pilgrimage, what happened is he started going towards the northern direction, and that's where he meets the topmost devotee of Krishna outside Vrindavan. Who is that?
Uddhava.
So he went, met Uddhava, and he started inquiring about, he was very, very happy to meet Uddhava, and he started inquiring about what happened. And he started asking him questions about Krishna. What happened? Where did he go? Did he already leave the world? And all those things he asked. Anyway, Uddhava told a couple of things with him, and then he said, you should meet Maitreya Muni, and then you should, he will give you more details, because Uddhava is younger to Vidura. So he didn't want Vidura, didn't want to instruct Vidura, or he didn't like it that he's being young, and then Vidura being old, he didn't like Vidura learning from him. So he said, you go to Maitreya Rishi, he will tell you everything. So he goes to Maitreya Rishi, and then he asks, and his questions were, there were a series of questions. So this takes us to canto number 3. So actually, this description where Vidura is asking question to Maitreya is the subject matter of canto number 3 to 4, and then he comes back. 3 and 4, and then he comes back. And then again, there are other descriptions. And so the question was, the Vidura asked the question, what is the ultimate goal of life? And that is, he explained that the ultimate goal of life is to dedicate your life to Lord Shri Krishna and engage in his devotional service. That is the ultimate goal of life. So once he heard that that's the ultimate goal of life, he was convinced, and then he came back to Hastinapur. Who? Vidura. He came back to Hastinapur. Now, how did Maitreya Rishi heard about the instruction which he gave to Vidura? So that's given again in the pastimes of when Krishna is leaving the world. Actually, Krishna asked, before leaving the world, he asked Uddhava to go to the northern direction and take the shelter of Naranarayan Rishi, because he knows that his pastimes of this particular world is going to come to an end. So he said, you take the shelter of Naranarayan Rishi. But since Uddhava was very attached, he went, but he could not follow the instructions. So he comes back, and while coming back, you know, on the way, he finds Lord Shri Krishna. That's where he meets Lord Shri Krishna. And then over here, the Lord explains him the Uddhava Gita, which is canto number 11. So, and when this conversation was going on, Maitreya Rishi, you can see over here, he is hearing that. So whatever he heard, then he told it to Vidura. But Vidura started asking him the question, what was the discussion between Lord Krishna and Uddhava? So this is how, this is the gist of the whole story. So in the verse 1, we'll read the Sanskrit together. Suta vacha vidura tirtha yatranam maitreya atmana gatim gnatva agat hastinapuram taya apta vivititaha. Srila Suta Goswami said, while traveling on the pilgrimage, Vidura received knowledge of the destination of the self from the great sage Maitreya, and then he returned to Hastinapur. He became well versed with the subject matter he desired. So as we know this, some of the pastimes, because the time is limited to 45 minutes, I have to be on time. Some of the things which is, most of us know the pastime, like how Yamaraj became Vidura. So all these points I have just put it over here, but I'm not going to cover in details. So Vidura in his last life was Yamaraj. He was cursed to take a birth as a Shudra. So he took the birth as a Shudra in the family of Kurus. And then, because he being the Yamaraj, you know, he knew everything. He had all the knowledge, spiritual knowledge. So that was not a problem. But the thing is, he had to explain Dhritarashtra, his brother, and he loved him so much that he knew that he is actually causing problem. He could have eliminated the situation which came, but he didn't. Dhritarashtra didn't follow the principles of dharma. So that's why, you know, all these situations happened, and finally, you know, Duryodhan insulted Vidura and he has to go to the forest, as we heard in the earlier pastime. Now, after hearing, what happens is he comes back to reclaim his brother. Because he loved him so much, he tried all his life to explain Dhritarashtra that what is the problem. He is actually not following the principles of dharma. He is not chastising his son. But since he didn't listen, then he went for the yatra and he heard everything. He mastered the thing. He got convinced himself. Then he came back. So there are lots of lessons to be learned from the life of Vidura. But we cannot go into all those stuff. So we have chosen and picked up certain of them, how we can apply these things in our life. So one of the things we should learn from Duryodhan is how to deal with the Vaishnavas, you know, who are in our presence. And how to deal with our elderly relatives. We must respect them, take proper care of them. So this is one of the lessons, you know, Duryodhan did none of them, actually. I mean, some of the things he was following, but not everything. Especially we don't insult the elderly relatives. The second lesson we can learn from here is how Vidura used his time. Mahatma Vidura went to the forest, then, you know, he was insulted, but you know, he didn't take the insult. But because he is a sadhu, you know, he is one of the Mahajan, as you know that. Yamaraj is one of the Mahajan. I mean, he has the toughest duty to do, right? Now sometimes, you know, when we go and perform our duty, we think that, oh, we have to do such a heinous work or tedious work, you know. But see the role of Yamaraj. He has to punish all the people. Right. So when Yamaraj was actually cursed, he said, Hari Bol. Why? Because then he was cursed to go to the earth. So then he chose that time when to come. Because now he can come to the earth and he can enjoy the company of Lord Shri Krishna. Because he is tired of his duties. So when he went to the forest, he made proper inquiries. And this is also our role, you know, we should make proper inquiries. I mean, most of us do it, you know. But from time to time, you have to refresh, because our memory is very short. So we have to refresh. That's why we need to make proper inquiry. And there is another lesson which I find very important, is never give up. Never give up the process which you are following, as well as never give up on somebody. So we think that, okay, you know, this person is not following the devotional life. I have done my duty. This up to this point I should have worked, and I, you know, I've given all my energies. But that's not true. Let's say the example of Vidura. What did he do? He was insulted. He was thrown out of the home. He went to the jungle. He learned. What did he do after learning? He came back to save his brother. So he never gave up. He was not dejected. He gave his last try. And then the way he tried was, he came, he insulted his brother. See, you have to use all those techniques. Sham, Dam, Dand, Ved, right? He insulted his brother that you are such an old person. He was doing sense enjoyment. He was his elder, but out of compassion, see? Out of compassion. This, what Vidura did, was not on the mental platform. We do devotional service in under two ways. One is through mental platform, other is through the compassion platform. But it is required to do the service and the mental platform in the beginning as a matter of duty. So when we do our services, we may not like it, but we need to do it. We don't give up. Sometimes, you know, we have to do a service of cleaning and all these things, you know, you get tired in the night. But we still have to do. Now, if we are tired, we feel, you know, it's a botheration to do that service. But if we are in the platform of compassion, that's a very higher platform. There you don't feel, even if you are tired, because of compassion, you will still do it. So that is one of the things we must learn to do whenever we get the chance. Next verse. We read the verse together. Yavat kritvantan prasanan sata kausarot agata jata ek bhakti govinde tebhya cha uparamha. After asking various questions and becoming established in a transcendental loving service of the Lord, Vidura retired from putting the questions to Maitreya Muni. So here he is teaching a very important lesson that you learn when you are convinced, you stop asking. And now, get up and do work. That's what he did. He was convinced. What was he convinced with? Vidura was convinced after hearing from Maitreya. In the purport it is given, Maitreya Muni, that samambanan of the life is to be finally situated in transcendental loving service of the Lord. Nothing else can give him satisfaction. Like Vidura's inquisitive, he was an inquisitive condition soul. Like Vidura, inquisitive conditioned soul must approach spiritual masters to discern the knowledge. So that's what he did, and he's showing by example because he is Mahajan. Mahajano yena gatasya pantha. We follow the path given by the Mahajan. So one must approach the spiritual master. Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita 4.34, Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasthana sevaya upadekshyante te jnanam jnanena tattvadarshinam. And once you are convinced with that, you retire from asking questions and start working. That's what Vidura is doing over here. And apply that diligently. What happens when we collect knowledge? Keep on collecting knowledge and not acting on that. What happens? It acts as a poison. It's given in Chanakya, Niti Shastra, chapter number 4, verse number 15. That you just collect the knowledge and you don't apply, then that knowledge will act as poison. Because you are in the jnana platform. And then you try to, because you have the knowledge, you have not put into practice. Because when you put into practice, what happens? Realization happens. And you know that, you know, it is not easy. It is easy to speak. It's not easy to do. So we are not doing it. It's just collecting inside and it's just theoretical. And you start getting the pride in yourself. And ultimately you start insulting people. And that's the process of fall down. So that's how it is acting as poison. Right. So this is what happens when we just collect the knowledge. So verse number 3, 4, 5, 6, there is a theme, and 7. So the theme is welcoming Vidura. So as soon as Vidura comes, everybody in the family is excited to meet him. They are very, very happy. Because they are delighted. He is very well known. He is loving character. He is like a father. So I'll give some examples actually of mine also, because how I feel when Harivilas Prabhu leaves this temple and then I have to manage for a few days or few weeks. So this is the same experience, you know. As soon as I see him coming back, or the first time I meet him, it's a different feeling in my heart. I'm so relieved. So similarly, you must have seen that when we go to India, we see our relatives, elderly relatives whom we love so much. After seeing them, we feel so happy. Here in this case, what happened was, Vidura was out for about 35 years. And they were meeting Vidura after 35 years. And during those years, what happened? The Mahabharata war happened. Hundreds and thousands of people died. Right, there was everywhere, it was a chaos. And then suddenly you see somebody who you love so much comes. What happens? The heart is filled with joy. That's a ray of hope after a prolonged distress. So that is what is described in this verse 3 to 7. About 3 to 7 this description is given. And then it's also describing that how do you receive a guest. Once the guest comes, how do you receive him? What should be done to receive a guest in a proper etiquette? So that's what Maharaj Yudhishthira is expert in doing that. He is doing it. Let's read the translation, so the verse together.
तं बन्धूनाम् अगतां दृष्ट्वा धर्मपुत्रसहाजनुज दृष्ट्वास्त युयुश्च च सूतसारवदाप्रथा गान्धारी द्रौपदी ब्राह्मण सुभद्रा च उत्तरा कृपी अन्ये च जन्मये पाण्डो ज्ञात्या स सूतश्रीति.
When they saw Vidura return to the palace, all the inhabitants, Maharaj Yudhishthir, his younger brothers, Dhritarashtra, Satyaki, Sanjaya, Kripacharya, Kunti, Gandhari, Draupadi, Subhadra, Uttara, Kripi, many other wives of the Kauravas and other ladies with children all hurried to him in great delight. It so appeared that they had regained their consciousness after a long period. We'll read the other next verse together.
प्रतियुज्योग प्रहर्षेना प्रणाम तहितिहागतम अभिज्ञान विद्विरा परिसंवा अभिप्रणा.
With great delight they all approached him as if life had returned to their bodies. They exchanged obeisances and welcomed each other with embraces. Very beautiful. You can just imagine this in your mind, how it must be. Yeah, it's very nice to relish these things actually. Like meeting the relatives, elderly relatives, and the one who you love and respect so much after a long period of time. Srila Prabhupada in the purport says, in the absence of consciousness, the limbs of the body remains inactive. But when consciousness returns, the limbs and senses become active and existence itself becomes delightful. Vidura was so dear to the member of the Kaurava family that his long absence from the palace was comparable to inactivity. All of them were feeling acute separation from Vidura, and therefore his return to the palace was joyful for all. So they were all delighted and they were crying and embracing and, you know, paying obeisances. They were very, very happy. So this was a happy moment for them. Next verse, in the same theme.
Mumucha prema basma basma ogam viraha ankuntya kartata rajatam aryatem chakre krita asana parigraham.
Due to anxieties and long separation, they all cried out of affection. King Yudhishthira then arranged to offer sitting, accommodation and reception. So here, you know, we see that once all these exchanges happened, then the elder member of the family over here, Yudhishthira being the king, he takes the responsibility of moving forward to the next step, right? So similarly, you know, we see that in the lineage, you know, whoever is the elder, he takes the decision, okay, what's next to be done. So he has to keep his mind balanced along with these emotions flowing in, right? So leadership has that role where he has to keep his mind balanced and do the activities, whatever. Like sometimes, you know, we see that some demise happened in the family. So the elder member of the family is also going through the same pain. But what he does is he still keeps his balance and he starts thinking, okay, what next I have to do. So everybody of us will have to go through those stages, you know, as we are going elder. And come out of that stage where, you know, we are dependent on other. We have a role to play where people will be started depending on us. And we have to make this kind of calls. So similarly over here, Yudhishthira teaches us how to receive the guest. Now there is no purport to this, so we'll go to the next one, which explains how Yudhishthira Maharaj actually received him appropriately. That goes to the verse 7.
Tam bhukta vatam vistam asinam sukham asane रायस्य अन्वन्त राजा प्रहाते सं चिन्वताम्.
आफ्टर विदुरा एट सम्सुअस्ली एंड टुक सफिशियंट रेस्ट ही वॉज कंफर्टेबली सीटेड देन किंग बिगेन टू स्पीक टू हिम एंड ऑल वेर प्रेजेंट देयर लिसन. सो इन द पर्पोर्ट श्रील प्रभुपाद गिव्स हाउ टू रिसीव गेस्ट. I am taking the things verbatim because I am not, I mean, this is very nicely depicted by Srila Prabhupada. King Vidura, Yudhishthira was expert in reception also, even in the case of his family members. Vidura was well received by all the family members by exchanges of embraces and obeisances. After that, bathing and arrangements for sumptuous dinner were made. And then he was given sufficient rest. After finishing his rest, he was offered a comfortable place to sit. And then the king began to talk about all happenings, both family and otherwise. That is the proper way to receive a beloved friend. So he receives, he gives him space and time, basically, to take sufficient rest. It's not like, as soon as you come, you start asking questions. You know? Give him some nice prasadam, make him comfortable. People, you know, when we receive somebody, they should feel that they are well received. And one way to make them feel well received is by understanding when we are going to somebody's other's place, like how we like, right? Let's say we go to somebody's place and they just don't talk or they just stand on the door. That means it's not a well reception, but they call them inside. So there is something going on, that's why we are not well received. But when we receive or we want to receive somebody in a very nice way, then you call them in, then give some water. If they are coming from outside, then you ask them to take some shower. Give some nice prasadam. That's what he is showing here. Yudhishthira Maharaj is showing that how you do it. He's teaching by example. After doing all this, then you start asking questions or what happened, how was your journey, all these things. You can go into all those details. So that's what he's saying over here. That is a proper way to receive a beloved friend or even an enemy. Now, this is a very important statement given by Srila Prabhupada, that even an enemy you have to receive like that. That was Dwapar Yuga, but this Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, you cannot even go to somebody's home without calling.
Even right? If they're friends.
Even if they're friends. Right? We are doing something and somebody comes. What is the feeling in the middle of that? Are we really happy? Are we receiving like this? Most of the time it'll be no. So we need to learn all these nice lessons from Mahabharata and apply, you know, wherever possible. According to Indian moral codes, even an enemy received at home should be well received, and that he will not feel any fearful situation. An enemy is always afraid of his enemy, but this should not be so when he is received at home by his enemy. This means that a person, when received at home, should be treated as a relative. So what to speak of a family member like Vidura, who is well-wisher for all the members of the family. Thus Yudhishthira Maharaj began to speak in the presence of the other members. Yeah, so this is way, you know, we remember these things and then apply. After that, when Yudhishthira Maharaj started asking questions, before asking questions, you know, he glorifies him by telling him that how he protected. He remembers that protection thing. You know, among these four tendencies, eating, sleeping, mating and defending, what's the one which we are most attached to is defense. Or the strongest of all these four is defense. So when somebody protects you, you remember that very nicely. Now that is natural because that person protected at the time of danger. So that sticks. in the mind. So similarly, you know, in the case of the Pandavas, Vidura, as I said earlier, he was protecting them in every situation. And the very nice analogy is given that he was protecting like a bird which protects the eggs through its wings. Right. So if you see the bird, you know, they will protect their eggs, like they'll sit on it and they'll put their wings, and then this is how they'll protect. And anybody trying to come near, the bird will chase. And I have a video of that actually. I'll show at the end. It's a funny video, it's like 3 or 3 minutes video. That shows that how a bird is protecting. But similarly, you know, it is a role of all the devotees to protect each other in different ways. In different phases of our devotional life, we love being protected as well as we have a duty to protect. And that comes in the application part. So we'll just read the verse.
Yudhishthira vacha pakshashaya sameditan vipat ganat vishita dvidha mochit yad mimrama mrikrata.
Maharaj Yudhishthira said, "My uncle, do you remember how you always protected us along with our mother from all sort of calamities? Your partiality, like the wing of the bird, saved us from poisoning and arson." So, once Bhima was poisoned by Duryodhana, and then he was thrown into the water. Right. And then he didn't come for long period of time. At that time, Maharani Kunti, she was very, very afraid, and we got very scared. So she went to Vidura. Whenever they had problem, they went to two people. Who were there? One was Bhishma Dev, other was Vidura. So she went to Vidura. So Vidura said, "You remember when these kids were born? What Vyasadeva predicted about their future?" So then he told her that, you know, he predicted that all these five kids will become great kings. They will become very noble. They will rule the whole world. So now this incident has happened with Bhima. Do you have to worry, or do you trust the words of Vyasadeva? So as soon as Vidura said that, now she was completely relieved. Now what do we learn from this? We need to learn this, that when we are in distress and we approach a senior devotee, you know, they will say, you know, you have a trust on Krishna, I have faith on Krishna. He will protect, right? Because the devotees know that Krishna extends his protection. What is that verse in Bhagavad Gita? Name Vratya Pranashyati. I'll protect my devotees in under any situation. So when the devotee says, but we still have that anxiety, right? But Maharani Kunti showed by her example that she was completely relieved when Vidura said that, you know, this was the prediction of Vyasadeva. He could see future. So if Bhima is not coming for a certain period of time, have faith that Krishna is protecting him. Right? So this is how they teach through the examples. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that how Bhishma Dev and Vidura, they were affectionate towards Pandavas. Because Pandu left this world before they were born. So they were under the protection of Vidura as well as Bhishma Dev. And they were doing their part very nicely. And Mahatma Vidura's example is given, that Mahatma Vidura protected Pandavas from onslaught of Kauravas. Like they were tried to kill like 4 or 5 instants, right? In their whole lifetime. He was helping them like anything. He was going out of his way to protect the Pandavas. And the analogy is given of the birds, how the birds protect using the wings. So in the application part, we can learn that we need to extend the first thing is we need to have that feeling that, you know, devotees protect, or the Lord protects. How he protects? Through the devotees. So if I am in trouble, I for sure, you know, there will be some situation that will be created by Krishna that I will be relieved from that in future. At the same time, we need to extend the protection. So giving protection to others. But we need to remember this point that we cannot, as a soul, we cannot protect anything. Right? We don't have capacity to protect anybody. So how that protection comes? So the protection comes through the prayers to the Lord. Like generally, when we go and bow down to the Lord, we must include at least one or a few other people in our prayers, apart from ourselves. That says in the beginning of a devotional service. Maybe later on, you know, you can switch that. You have, Lord, you have provided me everything. And you are protecting me in every situation. But this devotee is in distress. So please help him or protect him or guide him. This should be a part of our prayers. So this is extending protection. Not thinking that I am doing something for that. Externally, I may be doing it. But it's just a nimitta matra, being the instrument of the Lord. But internally we must have that feeling that we are not having any capacity to protect anybody. We cannot protect ourselves. How can we protect others? But the Lord can do anything He wants. So we pray to the Lord sincerely for the protection of others. This is how we protect. Next, you know, verse, the theme is the purpose of visiting holy place. So we read the verse together. Kaya vrata vyastitam vaha charad bishiti mandalam tirthani shetra mukhyani sevitani iha bhutale. So this is continuing in the discussion where Maharaj Yudhishthira is asking questions. While traveling on the surface of the earth, how did you maintain your livelihood? At which holy places and pilgrimage sites did you render service? So, since we heard that Vidura was insulted and he left the palace, he went for a pilgrimage. He took the Vanaprastha Ashram and then he was in the pilgrimage for 35 years, almost 35 years. So, naturally, Maharaj Yudhishthira is asking, where did you go? How did you maintain yourself, because the Vanaprastha stage is complete dependence on the Lord, right? Where you don't take anything. You depend on the Lord even for your food and shelter. You know, you have to go to these places where people are distributing food in general. Like, you know, in India it is common, very common. You go to Vrindavan, you'll see lots of places where foods are distributed, where people actually traveling from other places or they are living their Vanaprastha life, they depend on those situations. They have nothing else but the shelter of Krishna. So Vidura is teaching by example that, you know, he went through that by his own example, and then he's showing that how to lead that kind of life when you are in the Vanaprastha stage. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada said that Vidura was insulted by Duryodhan. He was calling him a son of Shudrani. And Vidura didn't leave because he was insulted. So that's one point which is actually clarified in the third canto, in the beginning of third canto. Srila Prabhupada clarifies this point that he didn't, because he's a sadhu. So what is the quality of sadhu? Titikshava. Karunika, Suhidam Sarvadehinam. He is tolerant. So how a tolerant person or the most tolerant person can live if somebody insults him? So he didn't live because of that, because this pastime has to continue. He is a part of that pastime. That's the reason he lived, he left. Otherwise he would have not met Uddhava or Maitreya Muni. So that is the reason he left. So, that principle which we need to learn or shown by Mahatma Vidur is Tattenu Kampa, like Bhagavatam 10.14.8, where anything, all distress is coming on to me is because of my past misdeeds. And I am responsible for any action which, or reaction which is coming to me right now is because of my past actions. So, I am responsible for that. So why do I have to worry? why should I suffer myself? I just focus my concentration on the service of the Lord, devotional service of the Lord. Right. So that's the principle he's showing here. And then preparing oneself to depend on the Lord. You know, we are all growing. Sooner or later, this stage is going to come. Now, anything doesn't happen without practice. So we are having so much money, you know, opulence compared to rest of the world. Like I heard, like if you are having a cell phone, you're probably like 5 or 10% of the people in the world. If you're having a house, you're like, I can show you, send you that PowerPoint, you know, maybe this was like 2008 statistics. If you're having a house, you're 3% of the world's top population. If you're getting food, you're like 5%. So these numbers are just not exact, but that shows, you know, we are having all the opulence which we need. And if we get attached, then the last stage, which is like depending on Krishna, becomes very difficult. Because we start thinking that this is all because of me. But Maharaj Yudhishthir had all this. He had more than all these things, what we have collectively. But he was not attached. When time came, he just left the home, or he just left the palace, and he went to the forest. And he was equally happy. So having things and getting attached is not necessary. That's what Maharaj Yudhishthir is teaching. So we need to come to that platform where we practice staying within the opulence, but like a lotus flower, staying within the water, but it's not part of the water. But it doesn't come without practice. So this is the thing, we need to start preparing us depending on Krishna's mercy. And we get this opportunity all the time. We have this opportunity all the time. It can be practiced right away. Like, you know, somebody bangs your car. What happens? At that time, we know, are we attached or not? Or I have to give somebody my car, or share my home, or something, you know, are we attached? If we are attached, you know, what happens? It's very difficult. It's very difficult to do those things. So that's why we need to practice. We need to practice. And that practice can happen only amongst the devotees. We cannot practice on our own. We need to practice this. This is our playground. Temple is a playground where we need to come and practice these principles, whatever principles. So this requires diligent inquiry as well as putting them into practice. And when we put into practice, we'll know for sure that I'm failing. I failed this time. How will you know that we have failed? By inquiry. Okay, this is what happened. This is the result. So then we need to go or audit. Yesterday we were talking about that in our class, that auditing in accounting terms. Auditing means you go through the sequence of events, that is, current situation is this. What are the sequence of events that led to this? So right now something has happened. I got angry. That's the result. How I got angry? So you need to decipher this and go up and then figure out, okay, this is where is the problem. So we are talking about this contemplating on the object of sense. So that's where is the problem, contemplating on the object of senses. So that was yesterday's topic. But, you know, the same thing, you know, we need to diligently apply these things in the life or in the every situation. At least mentally we should know that, okay, I failed here. But when we fail, we should not be dejected at the same time. Maintain the enthusiasm. That's why Upadeksharmita, first verse, first statement or first word, what is that? Utsahan Deryat Nischa, right? So Utsahan, enthusiasm. That is actually the enthusiasm in devotional service. That we know that we have failed, and at the same time we also know that the other person will fail. Not only me, I am also practicing. He's also practicing, he's also practicing, he'll also fail. When they fail, if it is affecting us, we are not affected really. Because we know they're practicing, they might have failed. So see, since I fail and they fail, that's the same thing. So we develop the capacity of tolerance in that way. So it's easy. Sorry. So we are on the last verse. Bhava Advida Bhagavata.
तीर्थ भूतानि स्वयं विभु तीर्थ कुर्वन्ति तीर्थानि स्वातस्तेता गदा भ्रता.
माय लॉर्ड लाइक योर गुड सेल्फ अ वेरी होली प्लेस पर्सोनिफाइड बिकॉज यू कैरी द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड एट विद इन योर हार्ट यू टर्न ऑल द प्लेसेस इनटू places of pilgrimage. Now this has been given, this kind of topic we have heard many times, like devotees themselves are the places of pilgrimage. Prabhupada has mentioned this many times, and the same point is brought over here, that when you go to a place of pilgrimage, you must meet a sadhu and learn from the sadhu. That is the job, or that is the duty of the person going for pilgrimage. It's also for purification of heart, but that purification of heart only happens when you meet a sadhu. There is no other way, because a sadhu cleanses our mind through his words, and then we can see the places of pilgrimage in its proper perspective. Otherwise it's just buildings, stones, rocks, and all those things. So Prabhupada very nicely says, the personality of Godhead is omnipresent by his diverse potencies everywhere, just as the power of electricity is distributed everywhere within the space. Very fantastic example. Similarly, the Lord's omnipresence is perceived and manifested by his unalloyed devotees like Vidura, just as the electricity is manifested in an electric bulb. So electricity is what? It's flowing, it's a electrons, right? Which is a flow of electrons. It's everywhere actually. Electrons are, atoms are everywhere. But it manifests in the light manifests only in the bulb. Right? Similarly, the Lord is everywhere in every atom. But he only manifests in the heart of the devotees. He glows in the heart of the devotees. So he's present like in the form of Paramatma everywhere, but he is in active state. But he is in active state only in the heart of pure devotees. He sees a pure devotee like Vidura always feels the presence of the Lord everywhere. He sees everything in the potency of the Lord and the Lord in everything. The holy place all over the earth are meant for purifying the polluted consciousness of human beings by the atmosphere surcharged with the presence of the Lord's unalloyed devotees. If anyone visits the holy place, he must search out for pure devotees residing in such holy place, take lessons from them, try to apply such instruction in practical life, and thus gradually prepare oneself for the ultimate salvation, going back to Godhead. So that is the purpose of going to a place of pilgrimage. With this, all the 10 verses are done. So I'll just go through the summary again. So we saw in the first two verses, Mahatma Vidur returns from the pilgrimage, convinced after hearing from Maitreya Muni. Once he was convinced, he came back to reclaim his brother. And then he instructed, we'll see in the future verses, he insulted his brother. And he asked him to leave the palace immediately. So when Mahatma Vidur came to the palace, everybody was very, very happy to just see him. So Kuru family delighted to see Vidura, exchange obeisances, embraces, and all cried out of love and affection. That is verse 3 to 7. And then Maharaj, once he took rest and he was fed sumptuous prasadam, what he did? Maharaj Yudhishthira remembers how Mahatma Vidur protected the Pandavas. So he remembers the protection. And then finally, in the last two verses, Maharaj Yudhishthira inquires how Vidura maintained his livelihood during the pilgrimage, and he also praises Vidura as a holy place personified. Wherever he goes, the holy place manifests. Yeah. Similarly, Mahaprabhu is asking us that if you want to stay, excuse me, if you want to understand Bhagavat, Bhagavat Porogiya, Bhagavat Sthana. If you want to understand Bhagavat, you need to approach a Bhagavat who is a Bhagavat personified. Because they carry Lord Krishna within their heart. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So references are classes given by Srila Prabhupada on this subject matter. Also I have some, as I said earlier, in that this particular chapter is again getting connected in canto number 3 and 4. So canto number 1, as we are studying right now, is the brief summary. Then canto number 2 is mostly about the creation. And then canto number 3, again this particular chapter, it begins at this particular chapter. How Vidura left home, or why did he leave home? And once he left home, what did he do? So all these things are given in canto 3 and 4. And then canto 4 onwards, he comes back. Basically, after hearing, he gets convinced, he comes back. And that is chapter 13. So this is how it is. It is not chronological. The information is not chronological. And other references were unveiling the lotus feet. And Bhakti Yoga class is given by His Grace Burijana Prabhu. And Maharaj classes, Omapad Maharaj classes given on Canto 1, Chapter 13, 1 to 10. I would recommend if all of you to hear these classes, which there's a series of classes. Like if you go to vihe.org and there is an audio section, within that there is many classes given by Burijana Prabhu. So those classes, I'm sure everybody knows it, but I just recommend again to hear those, because that gives a gist of the whole class, what is happening, you know, the whole sections. Section by section he's teaching. I think the class is up to, I think, 10th canto, if I'm not wrong. So, any questions?
So, Vidura comes back after 35 years. Mm-hmm. So, once somebody stays away,